When the Smithsonian added the Sonic Youth album, Daydream Nation, into its national registry, putting them alongside musical titans like Stevie Wonder, Dave Brubeck, and Toscanini, they wrote that the band dismantled rock and roll right away, reveling in feedback, power drills as instruments, and old, battered guitars with unusual tunings. For 30 years, the core of Sonic Youth was its two main vocalists, Thurston Moore on guitar, Kim Gordon on bass. They were indie rock's power couple, a shining example of love and loyalty, and maybe the environment least conducive to marital bliss. Sonic Youth ended in 2011 with their divorce. Kim Gordon has written a new memoir. It's called Girl in a Band. Here she is reading from the book.
Thurston and I weren't speaking to each other. We had exchanged maybe 15 words all week. After 27 years of marriage, things had fallen apart between us. In August, I'd had to ask him to move out of our house in Massachusetts, and he had. He was renting an apartment a mile away and commuting back and forth to New York. The couple everyone believed was golden and normal and eternally intact, who gave younger musicians hope they could outlast a crazy rock and roll world, was now just another cliché of middle-aged relationship failure. A male midlife crisis, another woman, a double life.
I spoke with Kim Gordon recently about her marriage, her band, and the beginnings of Sonic Youth. Gordon moved to New York City from California back in 1980, not for the amazing music scene, but to be an artist.
I was pretty much an outsider. I didn't have a peer group that I moved there with. So the first work I did was sort of doing work in people's apartments or other spaces because galleries just really weren't available. And when I moved there, it was sort of people were playing no wave music, dissonant music that was unconventional, not really a song form like punk rock, but kind of like the spirit of punk rock, I think, opened up a lot of things. It's like a jumping off point, like you didn't know where it was going to take you, but suddenly there is this sort of interesting thing going on.
In that no-wave crowd, Kim Gordon met the like-minded, gangly, 6'6" guitarist Thurston Moore. They released their first album together as Sonic Youth in 1982. 2 years later, they were married. When Sonic Youth started to attract national attention in the mid-80s, Kim got a special kind of attention. Reporters wanted to talk to this fetching blonde bass player. A lot of people seemed more interested in Kim's appearance than in what she was playing. She was surprised to find her choice of clothing analyzed by the press.
You know, I've always been a tomboy, but you don't want to be totally rock. You know, it's like a certain style there.
What do you mean? Why not?
Embarrassing. No, I mean, I like there's a swagger, there's an attitude about rock and roll that I think is great, but the rest of it, it's a little corny.
During one shoot, a photographer asked Kim Gordon, and only Kim, not the guys in the band, do you want to look cool or do you want to look attractive? Gordon took cool to mean androgynous, and attractive to mean cut-off jeans, crop tops, and cleavage. Over the years, she obliged both, but cool caused her more trouble. Like the time MTV banned Sonic Youth's video for the song 100% because of what was written on Kim's shirt.
It's a bootleg Rolling Stone shirt, the big mouth, and it said Eat Me on it. And at the time, I just took it, you know, like, well, that's confusing because they have all these, like, mostly naked women in their videos.
While the mainstream never entirely embraced Sonic Youth, the band carved out an unlikely fan base that far eclipsed their no-wave counterparts back in New York City. They played all over the world, to massive arenas and festivals. And it was at a festival down in Sao Paulo when the band called it quits, November 14th, 2011. Here again, Kim Gordon reads from the first chapter of her memoir.
I was the last one to come on, making sure to mark off some distance between Thurston and me. I was exhausted and watchful. Steve took his place behind his drum set, like a dad behind a desk. The rest of us armed ourselves with our instruments like a battalion. an army that just wanted the bombardment to end.
Gordon says she started the book with the lowest moments in her life for a reason.
It's part of my story, so I felt like I needed to put it in, and it made me look back on my life and figure out how I got to where I am. And it's created perspective and distance for me.
Gordon says she's back to focusing on her artwork these days. She's got a couple of shows in June. And with the release of this book, she's finally put Thurston Moore's infidelity behind her.
People change. People can't help who they fall in love with, no matter who it is. And, you know, it's not that I'm not sad about it, but I feel like, in a way, maybe I was stuck, you know, in my life, and it's kind of freed me up to do other things or do what I was meant to do. And so I can only really see it in for myself positively.
That's Kim Gordon. Her new memoir comes out on Tuesday. It's called Girl in a Band.